you have to go all the way around. See, this lake is separated. It's got a dam across it. Your upper end is clear.
Yeah. I went across the dam to get over here.
Well, on your left...
I didn't walk across the water.
Hey, on your left is clear water.
Uh-huh.
And,
you mean clear water, you mean?
It's clear. It's in good condition. See, but this gets muddy.
Yeah.
This is a drainage runs into here. And they're trying to restore it.
That's what I hear. $50 million pump station?
$54 million, I think.
Good, great.
They started on it now.
Where are they going to put it?
On the levee up north of Lake Village. At the end of this lake.
What drains into here?
All the way water from here to Pine Bluff.
Okay.
Most, a lot of it, you know.
Now, we were talking about the type of land you have. Do you have that, does your land drain well, or?
Yeah, we got good drainage. Well, it's hilled and bottom, see, it's hilled, not too bad, just small, you know, it's not level. Then you got ditches.
Yeah.
Drains. Pretty good drainage here.
Y'all dig them, in other words?
Oh, yeah.
Dig. I saw some fellas coming by like a bat out of H-E-double-L going and had a drainage thing. Some said something about drainage on his Well, do you have any natural flowing thing? Natural flowing bodies of water into this? In other words, stuff you don't dig yourself?
No, not too much. Yeah, it's a...
What if, you know, any kind of bodies of water in the neighborhood? This is
only, this lake here is by itself. But you got to, like I said, it's not natural. Well, some of it was natural, but after they put more drainage into it, see?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a canal now. See, this water comes on through here and goes out on the south end and goes on down Louisiana.
Yeah.
This is one of the biggest lakes in Arkansas.
Is it?
It is the biggest lake, I think. It was until a few years ago, and I don't know how big they made these others up there.
Yeah.
It's 17 miles long. It's horseshoe-like, like a horseshoe.
Well, something where water would run along, you'd get out of the field, or that'd be a ditch. But do you have any just natural things, not man-made around here?
No.
No? Mm-hmm. Well, are there any bayous around here? You know what?
Yeah. Oh, we got some, back here we got all little old small lakes we call just different names for them back in here. In other words, when they get so high, they'll drain into the lake.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, they're just lakes. They're real, in other words, low bodies of land there and the whole water. We call it grass on a map, it's a county map. Got one lake called Grassy Lake and Muddy Lake, Forked Lake. See, they hold water.
Mm. They all drain into this lake.
Yeah.
Well, something where water that flows into this lake comes from.
Oh, that's through Connolly Bow. That's on the way you cross the dam. Right on your left there, going up that way. That's Connolly Bow. That's where the water goes all the way up toward. Going toward Pine Bluff, see.
Okay. You don't have any coming from this?
No, not from this.
That's Mississippi over there.
That's right. Mississippi River.
Comes into Mississippi. Any other bayous or anything smaller than a bayou you'd have around here?
No. Well, see, on one side of this lake up here, it's another island up there, too.
Yeah.
On the east side. Then you go up to Whiskey Chute, they call it.
Chute?
Whiskey Chute.
Why'd they call it that?
They claim one of the, I forget the whole history of what the Whiskey Chute, but they claim one of the river men years ago died. They buried one of them in that lake.